Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Texas Blues bringing us back. That's Billy on the blues guitar there. Billy Gibbons, by the way. Billy Dusty Frank, ZZ Top out of Texas, the biggest little band in the world. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. I've got a couple things I want to talk about. Please check out my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I want to talk about something that's the major, I guess really the essence of my book, and the reason I want to do this is because it's really important for all of us to understand that customers are today making a decision about whether to do business with you. Increasingly, more and more, they're making that decision before they ever know if you're competitive. Let me explain myself. We have talked about this over the years. In various different ways of explaining it. I've talked to you about this now for 4 or 5 years, as this has been emerging and coming on, as the age of the customer is slowly but surely overtaking and subducting the age of the seller, the 10,000-year-old age of the seller. As every day that goes by, when you're trying to be competitive, which you still have to be, but when you're thinking that's the most important thing for you to focus on, beating the competition, being competitive, and leading with, we've got the best products, the best service, the best price, leading with that in the marketplace. That used to be what you had to do. Today, you still have to be all those things. But long before customers ever find out, prospects ever find out, if you are competitive, they're checking out other things. And they're doing that at what I call the relevance level. They're trying to see if you're even relevant to them. That's right. Customers are doing that. And folks, they don't even realize that they're doing it. It's such a subliminal thing almost. Sometimes it's conscious, but a lot of times it's not conscious. It's such a subliminal thing that they're doing this, and it's because they can. So here's the best example I can give you. Let's say that you sell a thing. You got a product that you sell, and it's even a thing that if I typed it into Google, Amazon and Google would give me a link to their own page where they would have stack ranked that product 129 with 129 options to buy. 120 different people could sell this to me. And from the first one to the last one, there might not be a nickel or a dime or a quarter's worth of difference in the price. Same product. Now, if I've got all those options to buy something, I now know that I'm going to get a competitive price. I now know I'm going to get the same product. It's all free delivery, right? I'm not going to worry about it because I know I'm going to find one that's going to give me satisfaction guaranteed or my money back, right? So how do I choose from all those people? That's the way it is today. In the old days, when you needed to buy something on Main Street America, you had one or two places you could buy it. And if they didn't have it, you didn't get it. Today, you can get whatever you want 16 ways from Sunday. And so now people never even think anymore about whether they're going to be able to find what they want, whether they're going to get a good value or not, because they know because they've got the internet that they can find all that. The world has gotten very small and very flat. So what are they doing now? How do I decide? How do your customers decide whether to choose this company or your company? Well, I think they do it at a higher level, at the relevance level. And what they're looking for then is some way to differentiate between you and your competitor. What is it about these two? If I've narrowed down 129 down to these two, for whatever reason, how do I choose the last two? So I go to the website. I click on the website. I'm looking for differentiation. I'm not worried about the price anymore because I know I'm going to get a good price. So I'm looking over there, and this website has got the product listed there, but that's it, pretty much. The other website has got the product, but right beside it is a video, a little 90-second video of the owner or some employee or somebody in the company that you can click on and that you're going to click on. You know you're going to because you like watching videos. You're going to click on that, and it's going to say, and the video is going to say, "Hi, I'm Paul with so-and-so and so-and-so, and let me show you how to use this product. If you look on the instructions, it tells you this thing, but that's a little confusing. So when you get the product, if you'll turn it this way, it'll work perfectly. Thought you'd like to know that. Hope you come by to see us. Thank you very much." And that's all. So what did that take, 20 seconds? Now, what did that prospect see in that video? They saw information. They saw relevance. They saw values. And it made them want to trust that company. All that rolled into one, had nothing to do with price. So now one website has a video and one website doesn't. The product's the same. The price is the same. The delivery's the same. Who am I going to do? Who's that prospect going to do business with? The one with the video, right? So which one is your website? Is your website the one with the video or the one without the video? And video here, folks, is I'm using that metaphorically. It could be other ways of getting people to be attracted to you at the relevance level, which is well above the competitive level. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.